Now, for something a bit more technological. Well, I guess that's fairly technological, just a bit more human technological. Now, most computer and TV displays work by actually emitting light. Now, whether this is produced by using electrons hit a phosphor screen in conventional TVs or plasma screens, or from a fluorescent tube behind a liquid crystal panel in a modern LCD display. This is great in a dark room, but if you're outside on a bright day, the sunlight completely overwhelms the light from your screen and you can't actually see what you're reading. And also, these, because you've got to make all this light, that uses a load of energy, and these displays tend to be quite power hungry. One solution is to make a display that works like a piece of paper, either reflecting light from outside or not reflecting it, to make up a picture. So no matter how bright it gets, you can still see what you're reading. And you're not producing light, so it uses a lot less power. There are some technologies which already do this in black and white, such as the e-ink in some e-book readers, but they can only change very slowly, and so far they're only in black and white. However, researchers at the University of Cincinnati may have a solution that will give you full colour video speeds with a reflective display. Their technology works by using droplets of ink sandwiched between two hydrophobic surfaces. Normally, surface tension pulls the ink into a droplet, and there's a little sort of well for it to sit in. So it pulls itself into a droplet in this well and only covers a very small proportion of the display.
So the ink is water-based?
Yeah, the ink's
and that's why the hydrophobic, the water-hating bits push the ink away, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so the hydrophobic surfaces push the ink away. The ink pulls itself into a droplet in this little well in the centre of the pixel. Then if you apply a voltage, it gets a track. You track the ink to the top hydrophobic surface. That overwhelms the water repellency, and it gets spread out over the whole pixel, and so the pixel goes to the colour of whatever ink you've got.
Why is this more energy efficient and more effective than the current way of doing it with LCDs?
Well, the only energy you've got to put in is enough energy to move this ink around, and you're only moving it sort of microns, so it's very, very small amounts of energy. You're not having to produce any light. And because you're not moving ink very far, it can switch at the moment to 50 milliseconds from one to the other, which isn't quite fast enough for videos, but if they reckon they get the pixels a bit smaller, they can get it down to a millisecond, which is far faster than you need. It's only a prototype so far, but they've got monochrome displays to work, and they see no reason why you couldn't make it to roll up, and so in a few years you might see it in your pocket.
Let's hope so, because I'm getting a backache carting around my laptop. Thank you, Dave.